And there are basically two kinds of peach that you have. You classify them by what happens to
the clear seed and the well, the freestone, the Albertas, but I can't remember what we call the one that didn't pull away from the seed easy.
Oh, do you ever call it clingstone?
Yes.
What about pressed peach? You ever heard it called that?
No.
Mostly clingstone, okay. And the part of the apple that you throw away is the...
It's the core.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, is there any name around here for old pieces of cut-up apples that are dry cut-up apples? Have you ever heard a name for those around here?
No, other than just dried apples, no.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of nuts are growing around here?
We have pecans, walnuts, hickory nuts, and then in the peanut. I can't think of any others.
Do they grow the long one that you might eat, long kind of flat one you might eat at Christmas? Maybe it's in pralines. You know what I'm talking about?
Pecans.
Yeah, this one's kind of oval shaped though. Kind
almonds.
Of flat.
Mm-hmm.
They grow
no,
things?
Almonds are not growing in this area.
You mentioned peanuts. Ever heard any other names around here for them?
Oh yes, ground peas, gooboos. I can't think of anything else right now. Sure, we've called them quite a few things.
Did you ever hear them called penders?
Yes, penders. I've used that word.
Do all those mean the same thing?
They're all the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned walnuts too. What do you call the hard covering?
And that's the burr. The shell. Mm-hmm. But on the green walnut, there's a bless you. There's a the outer shell. That's the burr or the husk, and then the inner shell, and then the meat.
Mm-hmm. Is there any name for that inner shell?
No.
Now, there's another kind of fruit that's grown in Florida that we don't grow here that you like.
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and say you had a bowl of oranges in it. And you had eaten them, and I came and said, can I have an orange? You'd say,
no, I've eaten
them. Or you'd say, no, they're
all gone.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned corn just a few minutes ago. I'll ask you some questions about that. The outside of the ear of corn.
Oh, the shucks.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off a cob?
Sweet corn. Mm-hmm. June corn.
Ever heard that call anything else?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard it called roasting ears?
Yes.
Have you ever had a dish where you slice the corn old two or three times off
cream
the cob?
Style. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you make that?
I cut the corn off the cob. It can be cooked on top of the stove or in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you, I've had anything like this. You cut it off two or three times, and you fry it on top of the stove with mm-hmm. grease. With flour, is that still cream style?
Yes.
You ever heard anybody call that dish roasting ears?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let's see, the things that grow out of the top of the corn stalk.
The tassel.
Mm-hmm. And the stringy stuff that you have.
Silks.
Yeah. You mentioned squash. There's another. Do you have any different varieties of squash around here?
Yes, we have zucchini, acorn squash, and yellow squash, the yellow summer squash. There are probably other varieties, but those are the ones I'm familiar with.
Did they ever grow another kind of yellowish or orange, big round thing?
The pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Are those grown around here very much?
Yes.
You mentioned pumpkins. What are some of the kinds of melons that are grown around here?
Mm-hmm. Of course, watermelon, honeydew. No, we don't grow any honeydew melon in this area. Cantaloupe and muskmelon.
Is there a difference between cantaloupe and muskmelon?
I believe so. A cantaloupe is smaller and rounder, and a muskmelon is a smoother skin and a longer melon.
Mm-hmm. Are there any different varieties of watermelons that are grown around here?
Yes, they're yellow-meated. There was a long green one, I believe we used to call it the snake melon.